number 10.
Number 10.
Roger Beck is watching while the bartender at Tallahassee's Growler Country fills his new half-gallon growler.
I'm a growler enthusiast and have been since they opened shop.
And he's not kidding. Beck's got three growlers loaded into a padded cooler.
What I got filled today was a Swamp Head oatmeal stout, and then I missed the Tomoka Brewing feature on Sunday, so I came and got two of the Tomoka Brewing Company's beers. One is a wheat beer, and one is a porter.
At tap rooms across the state, beer lovers are filling the oversized bottles. In recent years, growlers have become popular among the craft brewing set as a way to get fresh or hard-to-find brews. From the brewer's perspective, it's a way to experiment with one-off styles that won't be brewed in large enough quantities to justify commercial bottling. For Growler Country's owner Mike Carbonell, it means a busy day.
I believe the first one was Six Point Sweet Action, which is a cream ale, a good cream ale from them.
To mark the occasion, they've made commemorative bottles.
So what we got is a 64-ounce screw top with a phenolic cap that actually has a nice seal on it that's comparable to the swing tops, but at a good price. So we've got the American flag on it, and it says 64 ounces to freedom 2015 with our logo. It came out pretty good. It's a pretty snazzy growler.
And perhaps fittingly, state lawmakers freed the growler just in time for Independence Day. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.